Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The cave demons had the right of way. I'm on the cave demon side.
Team cave demon.
Team cave demon.
Okay.
Just minding their own business, trying to raise their kids with their nice little blood pool. Have a nice afternoon. And these bitches come in, tearing up the joint, stinking up the place. Yeah, they deserve to die.
I hope they burn it.
I hope they burn it.
I hope they burn in hell.
Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast. It is it's the continuation of Spooky Month.
Yeah.
We did Scream. Now we're doing The Descent, one of my favorite thriller movies. Is it thriller or horror? What would you classify this as?
I think this is a thrilling horror. For me, this was very horrific.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I think it's very
this
scary.
This is legit scary.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
I don't like heights.
There wasn't really that many heights in this movie, and you were still freaked out.
Listen, it was all technically underground.
Every time you go in a cave, there's a giant bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Or multiple giant bottomless pits, and that's a height thing.
Okay.
When you're climbing over the bottomless pit.
Oh, and they're hanging?
And they're hanging by your fingernail and shit. Yeah. That's messed up.
I don't want to do anything if there's a risk of rocks falling on me and smushing me.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
I don't like this movie.
You're crazy.
Let's
talk about it.
Okay.
Jude, take it away.
All right, sir. 2005, The Descent, rated R with a runtime of 1 hour 39 minutes. This had a budget of $3.5 million. What do you think this brought into the
That's
box office?
All?
I believe it was 3.5 Europe monies.
Pounds.
Oh.
3.5 million pounds.
Still, that's super
this
cheap.
This is
a low budget indie movie. $3 million. That's nothing, dude. That's like catering for a regular movie.
It's 20 years ago, but still.
Yeah.
What do you think it brought in?
I don't know. $11 million.
All right, Vader.
I think this movie is probably done better after its release. I think this is one of those
cult classic type things.
Cult classic type of movies. I mean, it's got sequels.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know, probably 25, 30 million.
$57 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did really good.
All right.
It was considered a flop, actually.
How?
So they were racing to get the movie out before the American movie, The Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of like a similar film.
Very similar.
And so like they pushed up the release date and it was released the weekend of the London bombings. And so nobody went to go see it in Europe. And then, so like this movie was released in the UK first and then eventually came over to the Americas. And I remember seeing this in the theater because I was a big fan of the director, the same guy who did Dog Soldiers. And eventually he went on to make one of my all-time favorite guilty pleasure films, Doomsday, which is basically a cross between Escape from New York and Mad Max.
Yeah.
Remember Doomsday?
We need to talk about that movie.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah. It's a very cool movie. And it was written and directed by the writer and director of this movie, Neil Marshall. And it was kind of an interesting story about how this movie got going, but we'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
You ready for the synopsis?
Go for it.
All right. When a bunch of dumbass thrill seekers decide to explore some uncharted, demon-filled caves, literally nothing good can happen. They have their PTSD friend go last through the claustrophobia tunnel, and she causes a cave-in, trapping them inside the mountain. The only choice is to keep descending deeper into the feeding ground of the cave demons. When the chick who was worried this would be boring breaks her leg, she's the first of the group to die when the cave demons bite the fuck out of her and eat her. In a panic, the group scatters. Separated and with their flashlight batteries running low, what remains of the group must fight for survival to find their way out. But wait, there's more. The girl that tricked them into this particular cave in the first place was fucking PTSD girl's husband before he died horribly. And now she's double PTSD'd. Discuss.
Okay, this is going to be a controversial take.
Okay.
I'm kind of on Team Juno in this one.
How so?
Of course you are.
Because you want to discover it?
No, she did nothing wrong.
I mean, yes, she did.
She fucked. She
lied to every single one of them so they could go on an adventure.
It wasn't a lie.
Yes, it was.
We're going to this place.
Discover it. It's a tourist trap, and I'm not going to tell you guys anything, but we're going to go to this different place that you don't know anything about.
Yeah, she lied to them about which tunnel they were going to. And so when they filed their flight plan in case anything bad happens, which it did, they're looking for them in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I watched the sequel to this after we watched this.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah,
don't. I know, I haven't seen it.
I'm just going to tell you that it starts off with them looking for them in the wrong fucking place because Juno did that.
Okay, but hear me out. Juno didn't deserve
she
got.
She absolutely did.
I don't
did.
Think so.
She,
no.
She absolutely
it was,
did.
There was something
all
I never...
All these bitches deserve to die.
I never Fuck noticed this before.
I hate them all.
The first couple of times I've seen this, I've seen this movie many times, but like I've never really thought about it before. That little look that she gave Sarah's husband.
Oh yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
You know,
I was
immediately.
I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then her husband gets skewed like a shish kebab.
And her daughter.
Which I'm glad that they didn't like linger on that too long. It would have been super depressing. God damn, who is that? Oh, that's the lady who plays Juno. Thank you, R2, for distracting me with that gorgeous woman.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's why you're on her side.
I had to turn my phone off.
Yeah. She's a piece of shit.
No, she's not.
She
absolutely is.
Actually, I'm kind of with Alex on this one.
Oh, God.
Because I feel like Juno's whole motivation was to try to make it up to...
She was trying to do something
to her friend.
Yeah, she was trying to make it better and make up for the fact that she fucked up. And then that whole thing with her other friend, with the knife, not the knife, but the axe going through the neck, that was an accident.
That was an accident.
An accident. And this Sarah bitch is like, you killed my friend. Like the whole time, like, no.
No, the problem was she left her to die alone.
Uh-huh.
That bitch was dead.
Clearly she lasted a while. Sarah had to kill her.
She lasted. That's unrealistic. See, I didn't buy that. But anyway, that was an accident. It wasn't Juno's fault. She was in survival mode.
I feel like you watched a different
and
movie.
And this chick came up and was like, boo! And she got hit in the head with a freaking axe.
Yeah, we're talking about Beth. So like at a certain point, Juno gets attacked by not one, but two
multiple,
of the crawlers.
Yeah.
And so like she's in full survival mode. She's got a pickaxe that she's like using to kill these things.
Yeah.
And Beth comes rushing up to help her friend from behind. And Juno doesn't know any better. So she turns around and she hits the first thing that she sees and just so happens to be her friend.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is terrible.
I remember Jude gasping at that moment.
Oh, there's a lot of jump scares in this movie.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've seen this movie that I didn't remember a lot about it.
Yeah.
And so it was almost a first watch for me because I didn't remember all of, like, who dies, when they die, who survives.
At the more towards the end of the movie, Juno... The rest of them are like, okay, that's the way out. Let's get the hell out of here. And she's like, no, I'm not leaving without Sarah. I have to go back and save Sarah. And then that bitch Sarah freaking chops her leg off and leaves her to die. I'm like, she came back to help you. And you just were like, I'm assuming that you killed my friend on purpose. I'm going to now chop your leg off. And I'm like,
give you an alternate perspective.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Sarah had no business being on this trip.
Fair.
Sarah is... still dealing with the death of her husband
and
daughter.
Yeah.
It's been a year. It's only been a year.
Yeah.
And so she asks Juno to take her on one of their adventures, a thrill-seeking. They should have started smaller. They should have started with the boring tunnels.
They should have gone to Chuck E. Cheese and got some fries.
Yeah.
Juno
made this decision for everyone, and Sarah's not good. They have her go last for some fucking reason. She gets stuck in the tunnel. She causes a cave-in because she's having a panic attack.
Did you hear what her friend said to her, though?
She shouldn't have been in that tunnel at all.
I loved what her friend said to her when she was stuck in that tunnel, though. She was like,
"The thing that could have happened to you has already happened, okay? And you're still here. This is just a poxy cave, and there's nothing left to be afraid of."
I'm like, goddamn right.
Yeah.
Goddamn right. That was a good one.
Little did she know.
It's kind of funny because Neil Marshall's whole thing about this movie was he was like, I have a very specific plan. I'm going to show things get worse and worse and worse. And then when you don't think they can get any worse, I bring in the monsters.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. And it's kind of funny because there are actually two aspects to the ending of this movie that I wanted to kind of touch base with you guys on. So up until the sequel came out, there was a big fan theory going around, which was that Sarah actually was hallucinating mm-hmm. about the crawlers, and she was the one who was murdering her friends.
Mm.
Mm,
and so like for a long time, that was the fan theory, was that basically no one else could see the crawlers but her.
Okay.
And she was the one who would systematically like murder like her friends.
Okay. I could see that. Or at least cause a panic.
It was because of her, you know, trauma and stuff like that.
Interesting. Alternatively, have you guys ever seen a map of the United States that has all of the caves marked out and then layer on top of that a map,
missing people?
A map of the United States with all the missing people?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It lines up.
It's not a coincidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
don't fuck around with caves.
It's all the chuds in the cave.
That's what I'm saying. It's all Appalachian Mountain stuff too. Yeah. Which is where this took place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And skinwalkers, man.
And so there were actually two separate endings to this movie.
I heard about that. Yeah. I think I might have seen both, but I don't know.
So in the UK, they had the original ending, but they considered the original ending too dark for American audiences. So they changed the ending to the ending we saw mm-hmm. in this movie for release in the United States.
Originally, the whole thing with her like finding the car and driving away. Mm-hmm. But then in the original ending, doesn't she wake up and she's still in the cave?
Yeah. So basically,
I thought it was crazy.
Yeah. In the ending that we saw, at a certain point, Sarah gets away and then she sees like the ghost of Juno that she left behind.
Yeah.
And there's like a close up of her eyes and it cuts to black and that's like the end.
Mm-hmm.
But in the UK original ending, so it gets to that point where the semi-truck drives by the car and then it cuts back to Sarah in the cave surrounded by crawlers and she had hallucinated the entire escape. And so like it was actually like she's about to die. And so like this was like her last kind of like hallucination mm-hmm. Caused by her trauma. Because they even say like at the beginning of the movie when they're going in there, it's like, you know, certain things can cause hallucinations and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so like that was the original ending. And it was a much more impactful ending,
yeah.
I think. But, you know, the producers were like, American audiences aren't going to go for this. We need a happier ending.
Yeah.
Soft American audiences.
Yeah.
When we watched it for the show this week and the other ending happened, I was like, huh, that's not how I remember it. So
yeah, there's two different ones.
Good to know.
Favorite jump scare in this movie for me. The whole deal with the night vision on the camcorder,
uh-huh.
freaking perfection.
Yeah.
That is like, it's the best way to insert found footage type yeah. stuff into a normal movie and not have it feel like super janky and dumb. But that scene where she's looking through the camera and she looks and she's looking over the shoulder of one of her friends and the thing is just like standing there gets me every time.
Yeah.
Every single time. I'm like, ah!
This movie is so fucking creepy.
Yeah, super creepy.
Yeah. The anxiety that I felt watching this movie, and then I got through the movie and Matt was like, so did you like it? And I was like, oh yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably leave a review on Critiqlist.
Yeah, I should.
Oh my God, that's right.
Speaking of,
we're all shilling Critiqlist right here. Go to your app store on your Android or Apple devices or on your desktop. Go to Critiqlist. Type in Critiqlist. You can find it. Critiqlist.com on the web browser. It's a fantastic brand
like
new.
This.
Yeah.
Pretty,
yeah.
Wait. Look at that.
Fantastic brand new movie review app that we are pitching right now. They've teamed up with us to help build their audience, and we are very honored by that. I started using it. I am addicted to it. I review movies almost every day now. I'm just like, oh yeah, that Denzel Washington movie. Yeah. And I'll just go down the list. And sure enough, it's like a rabbit hole. I'll go down and I'll say, oh yeah, that one movie I want to review. And I'll review it. And the way they have it set up, it's like very gamified and very fun. It's got sliders and you can go down the list. Like, is it political? Is it violent? Is it family friendly? Is it this? And you can kind of go down and it helps you review a movie, I think, more fully. But they make it so freaking fun that by the time you're done with your first review, you're like, oh, there's that other movie that he was in. I went down a Mel Gibson rabbit hole. I reviewed like all the Mel Gibson movies. I went down a Denzel Washington rabbit hole the other day. It's so fun to use. Go to Critiqlist.com on your desktop or download the app and join the community over there. We have the Salty Nerd podcast all set up. We have a group you can join up as well. And we would love to see you guys in there using the app because it's a lot of fun. Get rid of Rotten Tomatoes because it's janked up and biased and all kinds of craziness.
The thing I really like about Critiqlist, not only is it free, so So it's like a free app. You don't have to pay anything to use it. But it's also free speech forward. So like you can write stuff on there and you're not going to be worried like you are on like some of these other movie review sites of like getting your account banned or like mm-hmm. whatever. You can just be honest about what you think about movies.
Yeah.
And they have a thumbs down button, which I used on Vader the other day. Because he gave a movie that I liked a bad review and I was like, I'm going to use my thumbs down.
Because you have terrible Boop. Taste in movies, my friend.
Uh-huh. Sahara's a good movie.
Speaking of good movies.
Speaking of good movies. Back to The Descent.
So you know that part you were talking about where like they show like the crawler for the first time on the night vision mm-hmm. Camera?
Yeah. Cave demon?
The cave demons, yes. Neil Marshall was very specific about like not giving any hints to the actresses about what the crawlers looked like. And so that day that they shot that scene was the first time that the actresses ever actually saw one of like the monsters. And so like in that scene, all the reactions were real
from
the actresses.
Nice.
and basically like they were all like so freaked out by like the actors portraying the cave demons that they just had a blast with it because they were running around the set
genuinely freaking out. Yeah. I can see that.
And they actually based the design of the cave demons off of Nosferatu.
That makes sense.
You can tell.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
Yeah.
My favorite scene, I think, in this movie is after Sarah dispatches like a baby golem. She kills like a little baby version of one of the little crawlers. And then the mother starts coming out and like starts sniffing around. And then the mother's all like freaking out. And she gets into the blood pit. And she's got the flare in the background and it's just all red. And she's just sitting there with her eyes just above the water. And she gets up a little bit. And then she stands up on the rock and then she kills a couple of them. And then she's got her flare. Uh-huh. It's picturesque. Yeah. It's a freaking badass moment.
My favorite part about that is when she escapes the cave 5 minutes later and she's no blood on her.
No blood at all. Yeah. I noticed that too.
It was really good.
Maybe it wasn't totally blood then. Mm, yeah. It was like just, a mixture of water.
Just a pool of blood. Soup.
Could you imagine it from the perspective of the cave demons, though? These people
just invaded your land.
Invaded.
I was going to say there's an argument to be made here that our protagonists are actually the bad guys in this situation because, like, cave demons are just living their best life, minding their own business,
raising their babies. And you came over and you killed a baby.
But these girls kind of like walk into their home.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, food. And they're just doing what cave demons do. Mm-hmm. And then the girls are all like, they start murdering everyone.
Why are they demons?
They're golems.
Call them cave people.
So here's this is interesting too, because this has to do with the other cave movie that came out around the same time, The Cave, which has...
Who's in that?
Guy that you think is another guy.
Disguised as another dude?
Disguised as another dude?
No, it's Josh Lucas, right?
Josh Lucas's twin. Who do you think is
Patrick Wilson?
Yes, he's in it.
Yeah, they're the same person.
Exactly.
And Piper Parablo?
I don't know anybody else in that movie except for that one person.
Huh, I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've seen a trailer for it. I don't remember ever actually seeing the movie, though. But what was interesting about this movie is, like, originally it was going to be a mixed cast. So it was going to be women and men. Mm-hmm. But Neil Marshall came in and he's like, you know, you never see horror movies where, everyone's a woman. And so, like, he fought really hard to have, like, an all-female cast for this. And he thought that it added much more tension to the scenes than if there were like dudes mixed into the mix.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that the chemistry between all of the friends was very believable. I think if it had been a mix of dudes, then you would have had people coupled off and that would have really changed the dynamic.
Mm-hmm. And who was the one that you hated?
Holly, I hate that bitch. It's going to be the ring.
Holly, yeah. I'm glad she died first.
Oh, I'm going to dive into this hole. Oh, no, I broke my leg. Well, yeah, that's what you get, bitch.
That's what you get.
Every time Holly was on screen talking, Jude was just like, ugh.
I couldn't wait for her to die.
I just, I didn't like anybody in this movie. I wish they had all died.
You kept texting us as you were watching it, complaining about you watching it.
Yeah, I did. That's what I like to do. It gets me through these
I was like, just watch the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not in the mood to hear your open thoughts a day and a half before
we have
a podcast.
Well, you know what? You better fucking unfriend me because that's just how I do
it. You can have your open thoughts now. This is what this is for.
Now I don't know what to say because I'm just, it's just kind of, it's, shut up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you can. You can mute me.
With the text message?
I just did not. I didn't find myself relating to any of these characters. I found them all to be just a bunch of catty bitches. That's how I felt. I did not get involved with any of them. I didn't care when any of them died. I hoped they were all going to die in some weird, gruesome way. So that was mostly what we got. I felt it was weirdly structured how. We have to go through all this trauma, and then we're going to go up into the mountains with her friends, and one of her friends is a bitch, and she's going to like deceive them all, and make them go down this other place because she wants to discover something. And there's all this weird internal things going on, you know, who hates who wants to do what, you know. It's just, and then there's all these. I don't even know how to describe it. I didn't like the color palette of the movie. It was dark. It was.
They're in a cave.
But before they go out in the cave, it was just dark and rainy and nasty and subdued and I didn't like it.
You want it to be a Marvel movie? Like colorful and fun?
No, I just didn't like the characters. I didn't find any of them appealing.
Okay.
I didn't like none of them. I didn't care about any of these people.
I used to be Team Sarah until this Juno.
I didn't even care to learn their names. And the only reason I know Juno is because they said her name. 16 times
I think it's funny, and, like, when they got to the part where the doctor lady is, like, you know, crossing that chasm and to bring, like, the rope over, Vader started just blowing up our phones because he was he was so scared of that drop.
It's that stuff. I don't like that stuff. I was hoping one of them fell down into the pit. That was what I was hoping.
Well, did you recognize the girl who died when she was trying to get back across there later on in the movie?
So
she's the head wizard in The Witcher, the one who teaches Yennefer. Oh. She's like Yennefer's mentor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I kept thinking she was so familiar, but I didn't look it up.
But I feel like this movie would have been better if it had just stuck into like a mental terror thing with the woman who's got.
They should have leaned on that.
They should have leaned on that, but it was like watching two different movies. Mm. It was like, oh, we got mental issues with this chick who lost her family in this horrific wreck, and then we go to the creature feature at the end. It didn't make any sense to me. And
I see it as like a survival thing.
Yeah,
like this woman survived one of the most horrific things that could ever happen to anybody, and then she goes on this adventure, and something else horrific happens, and she's just
let's
like
just pile on.
Just I'm not gonna let it beat me. Uh-huh. I'm going to survive.
But I can't wait to watch part two when more bad things happen to this woman.
Oh man, the sequel's so bad.
It's like I'm never watching it. I'm never
it's not scary
it.
At all. Oh. It's just gory.
Yeah. Oh. See, and I don't like gore for gore's sake. It's just like the whole pool of blood thing.
That was cool.
It was not cool. It was excessive.
By the way, the chat has corrected us. It's not Patrick Wilson, it's Cole Hauser.
Oh wow.
Is he chat? So there's triplets?
Yellowstone.
Yeah. Rip.
Oh yeah.
But you know, it's another one of those movies that I don't like. I have a hard time expressing why I don't like it. I just don't like it. It didn't resonate with me. I felt like I was watching two different films. The gore was just gore for the sake of having gore. The creatures, while interesting, it's like, okay, well, what are humans that get stuck in a cave system going to look like if they're stuck in a cave for 200 years?
You know, that's the cave.
That's
what happens.
That's what
it
feels like, you know?
I think Vader was scared.
I
they were skinwalkers. They were skinwalkers, right?
Yeah. I was more scared when they were climbing over the bottomless pit than I was the entire rest of the movie.
Oh, I don't know. I was on the edge, man.
It's like, oh, look, we're doing another creature feature. It's like watching a fucking Exorcist movie. It's like, you know what to expect. It's like, oh, okay, a creature is going to eat them. Blah. It's like, but you know, the whole thing where them climbing over the chasm and you don't know what's going to happen. That's way more scarier to me.
You might like The Cave. Have you ever seen The Cave?
No, probably won't watch it.
I think it's interesting that none of this movie was shot inside an actual cave.
Yeah.
Because it was too dangerous to do that.
Oh, so I bet.
Every single piece of this was a set that they actually built.
It's like I kept on pausing the movie to for some reason. And I'd pause it just be black screen. It's like, oh, it's black. Something wrong with my TV?
It was dark for a while, but they got creative with the lighting.
And then when there was light, the camera was like spinning around and twisting and making you dizzy and doing all this stupid shit. And I'm like,
what did you watch?
It was fucking weird. It's just like, it's like I don't need to watch the whole movie through the with the fucking street flare going on. It's just I did not like this movie.
I liked that.
I'm gonna give your review a thumbs down on Critiqlist.
Yeah. Whatever.
Here's what I think this movie did right as opposed to what the sequel did. So every time they're like army crawling through a tunnel or like going through some narrow spaces, it's very clear that this is a cave. The spaces are tight and you have to know what you're doing to be in here.
Yeah.
And the sequel didn't do that at all. They're like crawling through a tunnel and they're like, oh, it's so tight. But like the camera's pulled back and it's just like.
They have plenty of room.
Spacious.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to this cave that nobody's ever heard of in the world, but yet we all have, and half of us are scared to rappel down into the opening of it, but yet we're all expert mountain climbers.
They're thrill seekers.
Yeah.
And rock climbers and all this kind of stuff.
Well, I think Juno and Holly, well, Juno was an expert. Holly was her protege.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other chick, so Beth or whatever, was like, she knew what she was doing too.
Yeah. So those two were supposed to know, like be leading this expedition. Yeah. Everybody else is just like
along
athletic and a thrill seeker.
There was one who was like the medic. And then the other one was the medic's girlfriend, who I guess was along for the ride.
Totally unbelievable. All these women doing manly things. Can't do it. You know what would have been really good? Is if all five of these women had a thing where they put on masks of like Harry Potter creatures and went and robbed banks and went and got their thrill seeking through that. And then they like found some of that.
Oh, so like a Point Break.
Yeah.
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 But without Keanu.
So we'll just call it, you know, we'll have some chick play Keanu's role.
Didn't they do that?
Joni Utah?
Get like Zendaya in the movie or something, make it better. Zendaya was in this show, been way better.
Why do you have to ruin things?
Don't look at me that way.
I'm going to look at you however I want.
Alex, why do you love this movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly why. I think it's thrilling. It's scary. I know you don't like the cinematography, but I think the cinematography is really cool.
I thought it was shit.
I love the green when they have the glow sticks and then the red when they have the flares. And it's all very, I think it's very creative. How do you light a scene in a movie where they're going to be in a cave and there's no light? You got to get creative with it. And I appreciated that. I think Juno is a freaking cool character, and I don't think she deserved to die like that. Don't think she deserved it. I think Sarah's
she's
a
lying, manipulative bitch.
I think
the entire movie.
I think Sarah made a lot of assumptions, and she killed her friend for no reason. Anyway,
yeah, she did. You're right, but Juno's a bitch too.
I don't know.
I mean, Sarah might have killed them all.
Yeah,
Sarah did kill Beth technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and these women going in there, like you said.
And Beth is her best friend.
All these cave creatures down there minding their own business.
Yeah.
Kidnapping kids and stuff from the surface to bring them down into their bone pit.
Yeah.
And their blood pool. And
It's the bone soup.
Yeah.
I think the acting is good. There's not really anything I don't like about this movie. It's just a cool freaking movie. And it gets me every time. If I wait like a year or two before I go back and watch it again, I'll jump at the same place every time.
Never watching it again.
All right. Well, that's fine. I'm going to say this is a solid, probably I'm going to put it like close to 70%, which I think is rad on Critiqlist.
Oh. That's 4 stars, right?
No, it's like 3.5. I don't know what the stars mean anymore. It's in the
points
rad. It's in the rad section. It's like 70 to 70 to 80.
Is that what
80.
We're doing?
Yeah.
We're Critiqlisting this?
For now. Because I don't think 70%. 65.
How many salty nerd stars are you giving it?
For me personally, this is like a 4.5-star movie.
All right.
I fucking love it.
God. Okay.
What the fuck is
wrong? But if I'm
that's higher than 70%.
I know, but that's not a real vote. That's just me going, like, oh, I freaking really like this movie. No, it's a good movie. It's got its flaws. It's not perfect. I think it got chopped up a little bit. And you're right. The tone is a little weird. They've got some drama thing going on. Then they got the creature feature. Yeah. was like 65-70%.
Well, you're getting lower. You need to go a little lower now.
What's yours?
Vader, if there were boobs in this movie, would it have been?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think I cared that much. This movie, I'll give it 2 stars. I'm not going to give it any more.
Wow.
2 stars. It's like two different movies, you know. I don't feel like it knew what it was trying to be. It's like, is it a creature movie? Is it a horror movie? Is it a monster movie? Or is it a movie about, you know, grief and loss and dealing with your shit?
All of that.
You know, it's like, pick a lane.
You can do more.
Pick a lane.
No, that's fine.
So, yeah, 2 stars.
Okay. Jute?
Listen.
Listen.
If a spider comes into my house.
Burn the house.
Trying to take over my house. Claim it as its own.
Yep.
I'm killing that fucking spider. The cave demons had the right of way. I'm on the cave demon side.
Team cave demon.
Team cave demon.
Okay.
Just minding their own business, trying to raise their kids with their nice little blood pool, have a nice afternoon. And these bitches come in, tearing up the joint, stinking up the place. Yeah, they deserve to die.
I hope they burn
it. I hope they burn
it now. Hope they burn in hell.
I loved this movie. It's been so long since I've watched it that I forgot how entertaining it is. And you said it earlier. Like, how do you light something that's supposed to be pitch black? Because that's one of the things about the cave demons is that they're all blind.
Yeah.
Is because they have evolved to be in the pitch black. So they've evolved their hearing and they don't need eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to light that because people need to watch it. And I think they did it really perfectly with the glow sticks and the flares and the camera. Yeah. I think that was all done really, really well.
I really like, too, that reminds me of the scene because the cave demons don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when they flash their flashlight up at them, they don't react.
Yeah.
They're not like,
yeah.
They're just kind of, mm-hmm. doing their thing, and the people are just like, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah.
I love the scream whispers in this movie too.
Yeah.
Stop talking right now.
Yeah.
It's good.
So for me, I'm going to give this 4 cave demons.
Wow. Nice. Right on. Oh, you stand there on your bag of dicks or whatever.
My bag of dicks. All right, whatever.
Kadesh, how about you, buddy?
I'm not alone. I will not be alone in the comments. You watch.
So I saw this in the theater when it came out. I was a big fan of Neil Marshall, still am. And I can remember being in the theater and just being very impressed. Like, I wasn't ever scared because, like, I don't really get scared that easily when I watch movies. But I was impressed with the feeling of claustrophobia that they were able to capture, like the creativity with the lighting. I did like the group dynamic. I thought that each character was very distinct and unique. And then when they started dying, like, you felt the deaths,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like they react how normal people would react when you start seeing like your friends die.
Yeah.
I thought that the whole idea of the cave demons was very cool. And, I hadn't seen this in a long time. And, in rewatching it, I was like, oh yeah, this is a good movie. So, I would give it 3 bag of dicks out of 5. So.
No dicks in this movie at all.
Well, there was one, but he got impaled.
Very early on.
Very early on.
And that guy was a dick.
And I do think, I'm with Alex on Team Juno. I don't think she deserved what she got
right?
at the end.
Yeah.
I'm also with Jude on Team Cave Demon.
Mm-hmm.
Because our protagonists are essentially the villains of this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Walking in people's houses, killing their babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where like the villain was right. Like,
yeah.
Like all the cave demons, they were just like, they're just hanging out in their place.
Yeah.
Doing what they
you
do.
You come into my house?
Yeah.
And that is true for like actual life. Don't come into my house. I have weapons in every room and I will kill you.
When you're in the Appalachian Mountains, don't go into the caves because you will never come out.
Oh, yeah. And if you hear someone call your name,
don't
turn around. Yep.
No, don't do that.
Keep walking.
Yeah, and I would have preferred the original UK ending as well.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Well, I'm satisfied.
Do you want me to spoil the second one for you?
No, I kind of want to watch it now. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. I walked in on Jude watching it last night, and she looked so miserable. She's sitting there in bed watching.
Yeah, I went to bed. I woke up super early yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed early. So, like, by the time he came home from the office, I was already in bed, and I had just turned it on. I was like a half an hour into it. And I was like, God, this is stupid. It's really bad.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. That's it for Descent. Don't forget to go to Critiqlist on your Apple or Android device or Critiqlist.com on your desktop and join the community over there and start reviewing some movies. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time. You will see our reviews from the podcast available. I think Scream will have dropped by this point, and we'll drop our Descent review on there as well. And we're just going down the list. And we do things casually too, just for ourselves. Like, yeah. I reviewed Apocalypto and a bunch of other stuff and having some fun. So join up. It's a great app. Really, really fun. I think you'll enjoy it. Spread the word.
But if I dare review one of the movies we watch early, you guys get on my case.
Yeah, don't do that. Spoils the show.
Yeah. Don't do that, man. How dare you get 30% too? Crazy.
Terrible. Yeah, you know.
Oh, you hoser. Hoser.
Ain't a Canadian mist anywhere?
No. We have Shady Mile. Not a sponsor. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great month. It's October. It's spooky month.
Spooky.
This is Jude's, like, this is your happy place.
A one, yeah, and a two,
blah, three. What are we watching next? Ooh, is it Alien?
It might be.
Ooh, I hope it's Alien.
Alien or The Shining?
That's our next. No, The Shining's next.
Oh, we're doing The Shining? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, we have to do a skit for that. Nice. It's going to be a great month, guys.
You want to come over and watch it?
Yeah, okay. I kind of do.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. All right, folks. Have a great week. Can't have a great month.
Spooky October.
See ya.